flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Omshant. A woman asked a dervish, a saintly man, where is the fruit of heaven? Where is that tree? Which has got the fruit of heaven. The old man was sitting there beneath the dead tree. The woman asked, I want to eat that fruit so that I get immediate liberation. The old dervish said, you just wait here, or you move across restlessly to find that fruit. The woman did not listen and she started roaming. She started wandering. She met Hakims, she met Fakirs, she met number of saints. She kept on moving from one place to another in search of that tree, and she spent about 30 years. At long last, she returned back to her own village. And there was a tree outside that village. And that old man was sitting there. And that old man had described how that tree looked like. And she was surprised to see that 30 years back I had come to this man. I had asked him about the tree. I had asked him about that fruit. I had asked him about the custodian of that tree. And now I realize that he is this man. This is the tree, and this is the fruit which is there right now. She goes and asks that dervish, why did not you tell me before that this is the tree, and why did not you tell me that you are the custodian of that tree of heaven? The man said, I told you to wait, but you did not. And another important thing is that this tree bears fruit only once in 30 years. And you had no time to wait. The fruit is most of the time in front of us. But it is the sanskar to ransack. It is the sanskar to roam around. It is the sanskar of zigzagging. If you are told where you are, that is the best place, you will not believe. If you are told the persons with you are at present, they are the best people in the world, you may distrust. The fruit is most of the time in front of us. But we remain dissatisfied. What is this satisfaction? What is this contentment? Contentment is inner acceptance. It is to break the cycle of desire and achievement. The fruit is right now, here. But it doesn't mean that I stop to progress. I accept the real acceptance. And Baba said this contentment is the fruit of speciality. We want to go outside, we want to move. We want to search, forgetting that I am the destination of my search. Today's Murli is deep, psychological Murli. It explores the nooks and corners of human mind. The subtle nuances, propensities, predilections, the flaws. And the tendency to get attracted towards the waste. Because waste is always seductive. The waste looks always very attractive. It has its own flavor. That's why it attracts. Baba has given the example of story of Lakshmi Narayan versus story of Ramayana. In the story of Lakshmi and Narayan, there is no twist and turns. Baba said Kirtan Mandali. It's a total assembly that attracts. So the first thing from today's Murli, know that you are special. Know that you are unique. Know that you are great. to accept one's own greatness. Each soul is potentially divine. Mirror exercise. Stand in front of the mirror and say to yourself, I am unique. I am unique. I am unique. I am born for a great work, and my uniqueness will do that work. I am the image of support for the world transformation. So this is called image task, image exercise, to acknowledge yourself. Because we always suffer from guilt consciousness. When we look the speciality in other, we forget our own speciality. We forget that each one of us is unique. Not just unique, but a masterpiece. Irreplaceable. And the light which is within me, if I suppress that light, it will die down. The light of speciality which is within me, let me realize it, let me accept it, and then put it into action. So the first is, know that you are special, know that you are unique, know that you are irreplaceable. Your greatness doesn't get belittled. If you see greatness in others, don't think that you are less great. The second point is putting this greatness, this uniqueness, this speciality into action. If I am special, I have to put my speciality into action. Baba said, this speciality is the seed. This speciality is the blessing. This speciality is the Janma Siddha Adhikar. What you do with the seed? The seed has been given to you. Now what you do with the seed? Water it. Protect it. Let the sunshine fall on it. And let it turn into a banyan tree. And let it bear the fruits. The second exercise is think of yourself as a tree. Or draw yourself as a tree. And the branches and the twigs and the fruits are the specialities. It is not about becoming an ego, egoistic. Or it's not enhancing egoism, but knowing that I have these many things with me, and each one of this speciality can be utilized, can be exploited for the world benefit. Milk your uniqueness. To milk is to exploit. Use it for higher purpose. So that's the second thing. The third thing is see the speciality in others. When can I see the speciality in others? There is one person who stays with me, who lives with me, who is around me, who is in my department and who is in my center and who is in my family. And we are always at loggerheads with each other. The views are diametrically opposite. The sanskars, there is a friction. And the more I discuss about this friction, the friction increases. The more I describe it, the more I discuss it, the more I seek counseling, the friction doesn't wane but waxes. Rather than waning, it is waxing. Rather than descending, it is ascending. Why? Nothing is working. There is one hidden rule. If you want to see specialities in others, the first thing is you have to accept them as they are. Without accepting them, you cannot see any speciality in them. All talks of speciality is mere jargon. You have not, the subconscious has not accepted that person as that person is, with all the failings and imperfections. We have a set expectation, and that person doesn't fulfill those expectations. That's why this dichotomy. The spiritual disharmony. Accept them as they are. See, God has accepted them with all their imperfections. They don't look good. They don't speak well. They have very difficult and tough sanskars. Nowadays, there are workshops on how to deal with a difficult boss. If worldly peoples without any spiritual background, they conduct such workshop, we here in the spiritual family where every soul is unique and special and accepted, God selected, God elected, God chosen. God has selected them, we have not selected them. God has chosen them, but we have not chosen them. God has elected them, but we have not elected them. God says, you are unique, and I say, you are far away from that uniqueness. So the first thing is acceptance. Then only you will be able to see some or other speciality. Otherwise, this will remain a far cry. Now the fourth thing. Putting their speciality into action. The first is, you are special. The second is, put your speciality into action. The third is, everyone is special, realizing their speciality, their uniqueness. And the fourth is, putting their speciality into action. This is the fourth. So look into the mirror. You can write something on contentment. As I said, contentment is inner acceptance of situations, of persons, of things. If it's of finding joy here and now. The grass might look greener on the other side, but that grass is deceptive. It is below the bips. Think of some image where you see yourself showing your speciality into action. It might be a very small thing, but there is a person who does that small thing with utmost perfection. Without seeking any praise. And the employee says to the boss, I make tea and I serve all the colleagues. See, I have put my speciality into action. Where is my promotion? I have put my speciality into action. Baba said, what do you see, mud or lotus? It's only in the mud that beauty blossoms. And beauty has no enmity with mud. The mud has become instrument in enhancing, in bedecking the beauty of lotus. The lotus is thankful to the mud. So remember the situations where you act is like a lotus in mud. Visualize yourself like that, and the tree of quality, you can write a letter to your own self. This is a very good exercise. Remind yourself who you are. Put your name there and write a letter to yourself. Have you forgotten what you are? For what reason you had come here? What are you doing? Where is the harmony of relationship? Without the harmony in relationships, you cannot have any experience in meditation. The family should accept you. Not 100%, but at least 90%. There would be some difficult 10% souls always. And the last is contentment chart. That is the chart over there. Where do you put? That's a scale from 1 to 10. 100% dissatisfied. In between you are neutral, and then on the other side, 100% dissatisfied. Baba mentioned the example of Santoshi Devi. She is the goddess of contentment. How much content you are? The person says fully. 100%. The man says no. I am yet not satisfied with my contentment. Om Shanti.